now it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best.
The only people that got hurt were the American public, the fans, and eventually the planet Earth.
Now, here's Bob and Joe.
And on that happy note, good day, America. Welcome to the Spano and Black Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, Senator Roberto out on the West Coast. You, the phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's a toll-free telephone number of the attack. Sports Byline USA, Sirius Satellite Radio. They take us along for the ride each and every day. We have affiliates all around the country. We give them a lot of love. They love us right back. But in today's day and age, it's all about radio on the go. And there is nobody better qualified on the planet, because he owns all the devices, to talk about it than Joe Spano. Joe, take it away.
All righty, Bob, and let's start with the award-winning website of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. It's a great way to take Sports Byline on the go with you at sportsbyline.com. There's a Listen Live link that allows you to keep up with all the doings on the network as they happen. And on our homepage, a wealth of archived interviews separated by genre. All that and a whole lot more at sportsbyline.com. Let's get into the apps. There's iHeartRadio, great app. You can download it to any device you can think of. Maybe a few you can as well. Be they Android, be they Apple-based, or be they Windows-based, or simply go to iHeart.com. Lots of on-demand content from Sports Byline and a Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channel on iHeartRadio. Very much the same thing for TuneIn Radio. Again, that coveted app versatility, you can download it to any of your devices, or simply go to TuneIn.com. A wealth of on-demand content from Sports Byline and a Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channel on TuneIn Radio. There's Stitcher.com, the new face of radio. And perhaps most important of all, the American Forces Radio Network around the world, where the good people of our armed forces can check out all the programming on Sports Byline, including the Spano and Black Attack.
No question about it. And if you're serving our country anywhere overseas or even somewhere around the country and you're away from home, we hope this brings you a little bit of warmth and comfort as you go about your day. And believe me, we appreciate your service.
Well said, Bob. On the other side, we'll set the table and kick it off for a big Monday edition of The Attack. Focus throughout the show is going to be Week 1 NFL Sunday. It's in the books. It was a lot of fun. We'll break it all down for you. That's next here on The Attack. I'm Spano. He's Black. You be sure to keep it where it is.
As a parent, I've got a lot on my plate, taking the kids to soccer practices, chess club, and field trips. But thanks to Custom Ink, ordering custom shirts for all their events is fun and easy. Talk about a time saver. And my kids are all smiles and shirts they love.
For all your school needs, choose Custom Ink. Show your spirit with custom shirts, backpacks, hoodies, and more. All the gear you need all year long. Your designs, quality products, free shipping. Start designing for your school today at CustomInk.com.
And now, today's General Steel building tip. Buy a large lot with a friend or family member that can be split into two smaller lots. Some of the most appealing properties may be much larger than what you want or can afford. Yet the seller may not be willing to break up a large parcel. So if you can share the cost with someone else, preferably someone you don't mind having as a neighbor, you may be able to pick up a great building site for a reasonable price. And now, a word from General Steel.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-95-STEEL.
866-95-STEEL.
That's 866-95-STEEL.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS, or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
It's time to gear up for fall at John Deere with a new compact utility tractor. Get 0% financing for 60 months, big implement bonuses, and our free 6-year powertrain warranty on versatile, easy-to-use John Deere compact tractors. It's time to gear up today and save. Offer ends October 28, 2016, subject to approved installment credit with John Deere financial terms, conditions, exclusions, and warranty limitations. Apply. See dealer for details.
Visit your local John Deere dealer today to take advantage of special savings going on now. Find out more at myjohndeeredealer.com.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Now the fun begins.
Winston with time. Throwing deep for the end zone. Seferian Jenkins holds on for a touchdown. What a catch.
Jameis Winston steps up and throws deep. Looking for Evans. And he's got it for a touchdown.
Not played this drive. Went. End zone. Caught. Touchdown. Jordan Matthews. Wentz going to go for it all down the side. It is caught for the touchdown.
Well, those are highlights of a couple of the 1 o'clock games and a couple of young quarterbacks that can really spin it. And that brings us back to the Spano and Black Attack here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'm Joe Spano along with Bob Black. 1-800-878-PLAY if you want to join the conversation. That number to get involved again, 1-800-878-7529 on Twitter. 140 characters or less at Joe Spano 56, at Bob Black 71, at Sports Byline USA. And Bob, we have a huge Monday on tap. It's week one NFL Sunday is in the books. So we're going to break down all the action from a week one Sunday in the NFL. You had a lot of exciting, fantastic finishes and a lot of great storylines, and we'll get into them all throughout this two-hour extravaganza we call the Spano and Black Attack. And to take us home at 40 after hour number two, 9:40 a.m. Eastern time, old friend of the show, Eric Edholm, Yahoo Sports and the Shutdown Corner joins us, and we'll get his take on everything we saw on a week one Sunday in the National Football League.
No question about it, my friend. It was fun to have football back in the lexicon again. And you know, look, we had the Thursday night game, but with the full slate yesterday and a couple of games to preview tonight, as you said, we've got a huge show in front of us. Tampa Bay taking care of their business, 31-24 against the Atlanta Falcons. And Dirk Koetter getting his first win as the National Football League head coach, gets the Gatorade bath and all around feeling good down in Tampa.
And rightfully so, Bob. I don't think the score really tells the story in this football game. Jameis Winston was brilliant, really spinning the ball. He had the interception early, but boy, did he get himself right in the second and third quarters where Tampa Bay put up 28 points to really take control of this one. And he spread it around to a whole bunch of his weapons. Mike Evans was brilliant, 5 for 99. You saw Doug Martin get involved in the passing game. Seferian Jenkins with that big touchdown catch. Vincent Jackson with a couple of catches. He spread it around to a lot of his targets in the passing game. And boy, he built upon his success last year, at least for 1 week against Atlanta. And I was really, really impressed with what he did and really, really impressed with this entire Buccaneers offense. And I really don't believe the score tells the story in this one. Tampa was very, very impressive for Atlanta. Hey, the score may not tell the story, but it was a 7-point game. And had they performed better in the red zone, which was one of their big bugaboos last year, we might be talking about how well Tampa Bay played and how well Jameis Winston played. But we'd be also talking about an Atlanta Falcons win.
Yeah, I think that's a terrific point. You know, when you're inefficient in the red zone, it's going to cost you. This has been going on for Atlanta now for a while. It continued again yesterday. But I want to take it back to what you talked about with Jameis Winston spreading the ball around. And when we talked to Greg Allman from the Tampa Bay Times, that was one of the things he talked about was the comfort zone with Koetter and Jameis Winston. and they do seem to be in sync on how to approach things offensively. Winston has weapons on that football team. If they can keep him upright, he seems to have the ability to move the ball around and spread it all over the field. He did that yesterday. If they continue to do that during the season, Joe, they're going to win a lot of football games because you just will not be able to key in specifically on Evans. I was very impressed yesterday.
Yeah, I was too. For Atlanta again, red zone problems continue, and it cost them dearly. That, and surprisingly enough, they've got two very gifted running backs.
Yeah.
And neither of them could get going. And I guess maybe on some level that's a testament to this young Tampa Bay defense. But where I really like Tampa Bay, as you said, I love the offense, the versatility, the different looks, the things they'll be able to do in the running game as well as the passing game as Winston continues to grow and continues to spread it around to these targets. But I wouldn't sleep on that Tampa Bay defense. I think it's a group on the come. And just off of 1 week with what we saw, I'm not anointing Tampa Bay this big playoff team that's going to make a deep run through the NFC this year. But they are coming, they are growing, and there's a chance in an NFC really devoid of many great teams, there's a chance they make some noise and chase a playoff berth in the NFC. I think you'd agree with me there.
No question about it. I think it's a real distinct possibility. And I'm not writing off Atlanta either. You know, one of the things we talked about last year was Matt Ryan really not having a second option. Maybe he found that second option in Mohamed Sanu.
He was very good yesterday.
Good game.
Yes, he absolutely was. But they've got to get the running game going. They have to do a better job in the red zone. Again, just 1-for-4 red zone efficiency. That has to stop. They have to get the running game going, and that defense has to take another step forward. You know, otherwise it's going to be another so-so year.
Yeah.
But there are some pieces in Atlanta, and I don't think all is lost. And as you said, it's one of 16 games, but very, very impressed. And I really do think Jameis Winston and what he did spreading that ball around in the passing game and overcoming the early interception, I think that was the overriding story in this 31-24. Very impressive victory for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, even more impressive than the score would indicate.
Fair statement.
Let's go to Philadelphia, where the Eagles shocked me. I didn't think Carson Wentz, who even by, you know, even if he was playing at a Division I level, you know, the football bowl subdivision level, he didn't have a lot of college football experience at quarterback by those standards. Now you factor in that he's playing those games on the football championship subdivision level. You factor in that the Eagles are not a great offensive team by any stretch of the imagination as far as talent. You add in the fact that, well, he missed a whole bunch of the exhibition season and training camp because of the rib injury. Yeah. And I say putting him under center is a terrible mistake. Chase Daniels should be the starting quarterback. And what happens? Carson Wentz goes 22 for 37, 278, two touchdowns, and spins a whole bunch of beautiful passes during this game. And the Eagles cruise to a 29-10 impressive victory. And for 1 week anyway, Carson Wentz looked brilliant.
Yeah, he certainly did. I was in complete accord with you as far as throwing him to the Wolves. And then
well, maybe that's why it worked out so well for the Eagles.
Well,
we agreed.
That was part of it, but you know something? As I'm checking out the game, I realized something. Oh, they're playing the Browns. It's probably the worst team in football. So if you
read one of these things, Bob, you know what guy said? He said, well, this is about as close to a football championship subdivision team as Carson Wentz is going to see. No wonder why he played so well. I laughed.
I didn't read the same thing, but I certainly could understand the sentiment. You know, I'm looking at this thing, and I was like, well, for crying out loud, that's why coaches get paid big bucks. They looked at this matchup, and they went, well, damn it, if we're going to throw this kid to the Wolves, let's throw him into a bunch of aging Wolves who are going off into the woods to die. You know, he's not going to get torn up by this football team. I mean, hey, look, Joe, it's a real distinct possibility that Cleveland's going to end up being the worst team in the league. ownership is going to have patience there with Hugh Jackson. Hugh Jackson is a hell of a good football coach, but they're going to have to do a lot of heavy lifting to put an organization together in Cleveland. And, you know, the Eagles, for their lack of talent, certainly have more talent than the Cleveland Browns at this point in time. And look, Wentz looked great. I'm not going to discount anything that he did. But the realities are this. You know, it's 1 week. It's a rookie quarterback. He played really, really well. But, you know, you're not going to the Super Bowl, Philadelphia, and let's keep it all in check.
Well, I mean, as you said, 1 week playing the Browns in your building, great matchup. It's not going to be this easy for him every week because of the lack of college experience, the lack of elite competition experience in college, and the lack of talent on the offensive side of the ball for the Eagles. So while it looked great this week, there's going to be some struggles, and I'll still say there's a chance that they turn this kid into David Carr. Thus far, I look wrong. We'll see how it all shakes out as the season unfolds. But everything you said about the Browns, dead on right. Boy, do they stink. And for 1 week, Carson Wentz looked brilliant.
Yep.
More Week 1 NFL on the other side. Your calls, 800-878-PLAY. Your tweets, at JoeSpano56, at BobBlack71, at SportsBylineUSA. More of the attack right after this.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
The Spano and Black Attack. Hey, if these two are on the air, there's no hope left.
Want to bet?
On the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Fake to Henry. Here's the rush, and it's intercepted. Vikings, Eric Kendricks.
score. Lost ball, and the Vikings pick it up, and they may get it. Going all the way in for the touchdown is Danielle Hunter.
Going for two. Carr for Crabtree. He has it. He held on to it.
Well, those are a couple of more highlights from some 1 o'clock action as we come back to the Spano and Black attack. We heard a highlight package that spotlighted exactly why the Tennessee Titans fell at home to the Minnesota Vikings. And we also had a highlight of the guttiest coaching decision of week one thus far in the National Football League. And we'll dive into those games and some of the other action as we come back to the Spano and Black attack. Here on Sports Byline, I'm Joe Spano. He's Bob Black. 1-800-878-PLAY. If you want to join the discussion, that number again, 1-800-878-7529. Weigh in on anything you want as far as week one in the NFL from your favorite team or on Twitter. Hit us up, 140 characters or less, at Joe Spano 56, at Bob Black 71, at Sports Byline USA. Bob, we should probably get back into it, and we'll pick up with the 1 o'clock action. Titans fall 0-1. Falling to the Minnesota Vikings in Nashville 25-16 in a game where those two turnovers by Marcus Mariota really changed the fortunes of this football game for the Tennessee Titans. It was a physical run first battle where Tennessee really was in control of this game until the two turnovers, which really changed everything as Minnesota brought back two Mariota turnovers for touchdowns, and that really sealed the fate of the Tennessee Titans, who showed exactly what they want to be. They want to be a smash mouth, tough physical football team. Teams like that with not a big margin for error because they're not going to be explosive and score a ton of points don't have much of a margin for error, and the Tennessee Titans do not. And their errors proved extremely costly, as not only did they lose the battle of turnovers, their turnovers turned into immediate points, and that was the difference in this football game.
Yeah, and you know, when you talk about that, when you talk about immediate points, there is no margin for error. And I respect the way Tennessee is trying to go about business. We talked about Carson Wentz and the capacity for him to perhaps turn into David Carr if he gets the you-know-what wailed out of him. Well, that's already happened to Marcus Mariota, getting the you-know-what wailed out of him, and they don't want him to turn into David Carr. So they're approaching it in a conservative football manner, which football teams have done forever and ever. But if you get behind or if you turn the ball over, it's very difficult to come back. That first half, they were very impressive, Joe. They were controlling things how they wanted to control it. They obviously were going to make the effort to shut down Adrian Peterson. They did so. But the Vikings just took the game over in the second half. And once you start making mistakes, as the Titans did, you're not going to be able to come back from it. And I also thought that Minnesota showed a lot of grit in that Peterson getting shut down. They didn't panic. You know, Sean Hill's not going to be under center for the entire season. We know that. Well, at least until he gets hurt, Bradford gets hurt. But, you know, their defense is stout. They have different ways that they can beat you. That was the aspect of it that I was most impressed with yesterday, their versatility in being able to turn a game around and the various different ways that they can take control of a football game.
You know what impressed me about them? You have an offense that you know with Sean Hill is extremely limited, and yet you found a way to win. They loaded up. This Tennessee Titans defense is better than a lot of people think. It's a no-name defense. Other than Brian Arakpo, I challenge you to name three people on that defense, and most people can't. That's the realities. But the realities are it's also a pretty good defense. They played well last year when being hamstrung with a terrible running attack and an offense that was really not very good. Hence their record, hence the reason they earned the number one overall pick last year. That said, defense was their strength last year. They have a definite identity on offense, and they established that in the first half. The mistakes undermine them. But the realities are they really had crippled this Minnesota Vikings offense for the entire first half. They squatted down on Adrian Peterson, and, you know, give the Vikings credit. They won a game where Peterson carried the ball 19 times for 31 yards. And I give the Tennessee Titans defense credit for doing that and forcing the game into the hands of Sean Hill, who didn't make any critical mistakes. But really, for most of this game, and in particular in the first half, where Tennessee went in with the 10-0 lead. He didn't make any plays either.
Nope.
And this game was really all Tennessee's. Their running attack was doing enough. Mariota with high percentage passes, because what I see here is a little different than what I see in Philadelphia. I understand Mariota beat up last year. That's why he was out of a bunch of games. But they have an offensive line with a real physical identity. This is not a situation where they're playing that quote-unquote exotic smash mouth to protect Marcus Mariota. It's just that their offensive line is a much better run offensive line than pass-blocking offensive line. They got two bruising backs. They're not going to be a wide open, and their weapons are not, would not lead them towards being a wide open and dynamic
right.
team. And with Mariota, he can also do some things in the run game with his athleticism and read option abilities. So that and their tough no-name defense, it lends them right now to having an identity where they run the ball down your throats. Minnesota's defense stood up to it pretty well. The Titans had their moments, especially in the early going and in the first half where they controlled the game. But ultimately, the three turnovers, particularly the two by Mariota, were their undoing. That was their second half. That's how the Vikings scored their 25 points. I mean, and when you looked at what Minnesota did or didn't do offensively, you can see that Sam Bradford has to be in there under center.
No question.
They can't win against better competition with Sean Hill under center just because they're not good enough offensively, and he's not good enough at 36. But I got to agree with you. All credit to them to find a way in week one to go on the road and win, despite not having everything going your way and despite your offense really not playing all that well. Your defense did what it needed to do. For Tennessee in the loss, Mariota's turnovers killed them. But there is some things they found. Tajae Sharpe is going to be a real number one wide receiver for them, and in time will help really open up that passing game. They're going to run the football, and they'll run it better than they did last week.
Mm-hmm.
Again, I really thought Tennessee was going to win this game just based on the way things were set up. That said, they didn't. I still think they're going to be an incredibly tough out for a lot of people this year, and instead of winning two games, they might win six or seven. But you'll have moments like this. So all was not lost for Tennessee, despite the loss and the way they lost it. And for Minnesota, a very good win as they try and get their legs under them and adjust to life without Teddy Bridgewater for a while.
Yep, but Bradford will be in there sooner rather than later.
For how long remains to be seen.
Yeah.
I guess the place to go next has to be New Orleans, Louisiana, where Jack Del Rio gets the Joe Spano Stones Award.
Yeah.
For making a decision, or maybe we'll give it to Derek Carr and then give it to Jack Del Rio for going along with Derek Carr and going for two as if it was college football pre-overtime. And they complete the two-point conversion, and the Raiders beat the Saints 35-34 in a game where typical in many ways of the West Coast team coming east at 1 o'clock.
Yeah.
They find themselves behind going into the fourth quarter. And then all of a sudden the body clock wakes up. They put up 22 in the fourth and find a way to steal one from a Saints team that, other than Drew Brees and a couple of pieces on offense, is just not very good. And they're going to ask Drew Brees to throw for 400 plus. He did that and they still lost.
Yeah. I mean, the difference between New Orleans and Cleveland is Drew Brees.
Well,
yeah, you know, there's virtually not much talent on New Orleans as well. And what Oakland
got some weapons on offense and some receivers for Breeze to throw to. But beyond that, not a whole heck of a lot.
Right. And, you know, look, it was it a crazy call by Jack Del Rio? Absolutely. But, you know, something.
I was scratching my head when they called the timeout. Now, you were watching this game, right?
Yeah.
When they called the timeout. Did you? Because I saw them with the hand going for the two, and they line up. Then they call a timeout. I says, okay, Jack Del Rio is going to come to his senses. He's going to send the kicker right out there, and they're going to go to overtime.
Right.
Well, after the timeout, they come back out there and go for two innings. I'm like, what? I'm like, okay. I mean, it was something I wouldn't have done in a million years. And when it works, you're the smartest guy in the room. And when it doesn't work, if you have a disappointing season, it probably costs you your job.
Yeah, and you know, you and I had that conversation off the air. I mean, when they called the timeout, I thought it was shades of Al Davis. I thought Mark Davis actually picked up the phone and called him and said, "What are you doing?" It's one of the gutsiest calls.
They got
I've
those
seen
tablets on the sidelines now. He can send them a message. You don't even have to call anymore.
I don't know. The Davis family's always been pretty old school. But with that being said, going into New Orleans, you know you're the better team. You go in, you steal the win, and it's exactly what they did. And to Del Rio's credit, not being willing to take the chance in overtime, because look, when you got Drew Brees back there, the possibility exists that they're going to be able to score points, and all they got to do is stop you once on a possession, and you're done. So, you roll the dice in this situation. He had belief in his quarterback. He had belief in the ability to make the specific play, and they had come all the way back. Everything was in their direction. They just stole this football game.
You're exactly right. What do you say we talk about that game a little more? Because the Saints do have some big problems. We'll talk about it next. We'll talk about a little more about this from a Raiders perspective next. Then we'll roll into Bengals, Jets, and some more 1 o'clock action. That's next here on The Attack. I'm Spano. He's Black. No flipping.
Psst. Hey, you. Yeah, you. Pull out your smartphone and Shazam this now. Go ahead. I'll wait. Geico presents the Shazam 15, featuring the top 15 Shazam songs in the U.S. Make sure you Shazam now to check it out. Interact with Geico to gecko yourself and share it with friends. You can even get a free quote. Shazam now and experience more with Geico. The Shazam 15, brought to you by Geico. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Geico presents sharing versus oversharing. Today, Bridget Griffin shared a video of her daily yoga routine, 2 self-help articles, and her new blog called Build Your Inner Bridge with Bridge. Girl, your sharing has turned into oversharing. No worries, Bridge. Geico has some info worth sharing with your 7 blog followers, like how you could save money on your car insurance, update your policy, and report a claim just by visiting geico.com. How's that for building your inner bridge? Bridge, Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
The Yellow Tag sales event has returned to get you on the road, in the snow, or off the grid. Hit the trails with a maneuverable Ski-Doo sled. Go off-road with a high-performance Can-Am Maverick XDS, or ride from coast to coast with a Can-Am Spyder. Hurry into your local dealer, pick your adventure, and save up to $2,000 on select 2016 models now during the Yellow Tag sales event. Offer ends soon. Restrictions may apply. See dealer for details. For safety and training info, contact the ATV Safety Institute.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
Want to stay in touch with your favorite Sports Byline USA network hosts? Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Sports Byline USA. You can also see the latest news in the world of sports, learn about upcoming contests and giveaways, plus catch up on guest info so you never miss a moment with the biggest names in every sport. Football, basketball, baseball, MMA, and more. No matter where you are in the U.S. or around the world, you can stay connected to the host and fans who love what you love. So check us out on Facebook and Twitter at Sports Byline USA.
The Spano and Black Attack. Hey, if these two are on the air, there's no hope left. On the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
This can't be happening, man. This isn't happening.
Spano and Black Attack rolls on here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'm Joe Spano along with Bob Black. If you want to join the discussion, 1-800-878-PLAY is the way to get involved. That number again, 1-800-878-7529. Toll-free number. to hang out with Bob and I here on The Attack. If you prefer Twitter, which we know many of you do, keep it to 140 characters or less, at Joe Spano 56, at Bob Black 71, at Sports Byline USA. And again, a lot of topics you can weigh in on. You can weigh in on the incredible guttiness or stupidity of Jack Del Rio. It paid off this time. And Bob and I have given our thoughts on that, and we'll circle back, give a little more on that, and continue to take you through Saints and Raiders before we move on to some of the other 1 o'clock action. You can weigh in on the Titans, and in many ways, if that week one loss to the Vikings is indicative of what we're going to see all year from them, or do you think they can build on some of the things they do have? Eagles and Browns, we talked about a lot. Carson Wentz, damn impressive. Jameis Winston, damn impressive in the Buccaneers' victory over the Falcons. Those topics of discussion or anything on your favorite NFL team in this week one NFL, and we're recapping all the Sunday action. We'll preview the two Monday night games as we move through here on The Attack. So now, let's go back to the Saints and the Raiders. Again, 35-34, the Raiders topped the Saints, and of course the Raiders improved to 1-0. Saints fall to 0-1. You know, there was something, you know, we talked about this game. We're talking about the guttiness of Jack Del Rio. We talked about the Raiders really in the second and third quarters, really kind of sleepwalking through this, as is typical oftentimes of that West Coast team coming east and starting that 1 o'clock game. Give the Raiders credit. The offense was dynamic. Derek Carr can really spin it. It's got a ton of weapons. They're going to score points every week. Defensively, they weren't great for much of this game, and Drew Brees lit them up for 400 plus. But lit them up for 400 plus and lost. I mean, right now, the identity for the New Orleans Saints is Drew Brees throwing for 400 yards, and it doesn't ensure them victory. He throws for 400 yards a lot these days, and more often than not, they seem to lose. There are some talented wide receivers there in New Orleans, but not much else. The offensive line is pretty good. Now, the offensive line is good. The quarterback's terrific. The receivers are good. The running game will be pretty pedestrian because their backs are only okay. Defensively, they're awful. And you can't be as bad as them defensively and win consistently. So they're going to be in a lot of games because of their offense. They're going to come up short a lot because it's all about throwing the ball and there's not a lot of balance. For the Raiders, as Bob had said earlier, it's a good win. Was it a Mona Lisa? Absolutely not. It was one of those up and down performances. The defense wasn't great. The offense shined late. A gutty call that I wouldn't have made. And they found a way to steal one and go to 1-0 in a year full of expectations for the Oakland Raiders. So a good win for them. Tough loss for the Saints. There's going to be a lot more of those, and I have a feeling there'll be a lot more wins for the Raiders. We now move to Jets-Bengals. The Bengals topped the Jets 23-22 in a game where a team has 7 sacks and loses a game. That's unusual. That's an anomaly you rarely see. A team sacked the opposition 7 times, and yet they lose the football game. They were undone to some degree by their kicking, meaning the Jets, their inconsistency on the offensive side of the ball. Fitzpatrick was pretty darn lousy. And truth be told, Darrell Revis is now not the Darrell Revis of old, but a very old Darrell Revis who was owned by A.J. Green. And every time Andy Dalton went to find A.J. Green, who was usually covered by Darrell Revis, he was open, had success, and he was really the linchpin in many ways for this Cincinnati 23-22 victory over the Jets.
Yep. Couldn't agree with you more. I will get into the Darrell Revis aspect of it in a second, but Fitzpatrick was pedestrian at best, and their kicking game cost
them the game. The $12 million man, worth every penny,
yeah.
Huh?
Yeah, well, that was why they were hardballing him to start out with, Joe, as you and I both know. And there is a future quarterback, hopefully, on that roster, and his name is Christian Hackenberg. And they'll try to get him up to speed by next year. And if that's the case, he'll be under center. If not, they'll go another year with Fitzpatrick and ride it out. But this is a team that's built to win now. And they had victory in their hands and gave it up at the end of the game. The kicking game cost them as well, as you very aptly put it. But as far as Darrell Revis goes, and I've been saying this for a lot of years now, I know you're on board with it. There's no such thing in a National Football League anymore as a shutdown corner. There's a lot of superb cornerbacks, but the rules, since they started tilting them towards the receivers, gifted receivers will exploit cornerbacks, and I don't care who the cornerback is. Now, yes, Darrell Revis has gotten older. He's certainly not on the level he was 2 or 3 years ago, but he's still very, very good. He's the best they have in their defensive backfield. He got whipped yesterday, but the way things are stacked, better wide receivers are going to beat cornerbacks on a pretty consistent basis, no matter who's back there. He got toasted yesterday. He'll bounce back from that, Joe. But as you said, very aptly, you get to the quarterback that many times, there's no excuse to lose that football game.
Darrell Revis is not what he was, Bob, and he's no longer one of the game's top corners. And the Jets are going to be saddled with this bad contract, so a move inside to safety is probably coming for Darrell Revis or the unemployment line, because he's just not that good anymore. I mean, AJ, we looked at this last year. Now, the best receivers in football who Darrell Revis used to shut down the way few, if any, could. You know, we always talked about it. Darrell Revis would lock up your best receiver and render him a non-factor. He no longer does that. His game has really stepped way back. And, you know, I mean, understandable. He's an older corner. He's lost the step. I get all those things. I'm not blaming the guy. Right. The realities are he no longer can play up to that contract, and he's no longer truly an elite. And forget the word shutdown. He's no longer truly an elite corner, and he's been passed by a whole bunch of corners in this league. And ultimately, there may be 4 or 5 more great years for Darrell Revis, but they're going to be at safety, not at corner. And that really hurt the Jets in this game as A.J. Green owned him. He went to Revis Island, brought his lounge chair, had a couple of pina coladas, and enjoyed his vacation on Revis Island as he just dominated. And it really went a long way in ensuring the Cincinnati Bengals were victorious over the Jets in what was a hell of a football game, one-point game. And, you know, we talked about the Jets' defense, which, again, for the most part, was terrific. Their defensive front. The front seven's terrific, and the front four in particular, that defensive line, they stop the run. They can get up after the quarterback. And that was without Sheldon Richardson. He was busy opening up his driving school.
Oops.
But, you know, so that defensive line can be even better, as scary as that is. You can't run on them, and Cincinnati couldn't run on them. You can't protect your quarterback. And Cincinnati couldn't protect their quarterback. And yet, when it mattered most, and this always frustrates you about if you have a great defense, especially statistically, 3:18 left. Mm-hmm. What do? You got Cincinnati back at their own 16. What do? They drive it to the Jets 29 to kick the winning field goal.
Yep.
That on some level is frustrating because, you know, again, you sack the quarterback 7 times, you have a defensive line that's whooping a very good offensive line. And what do? You let this team in your building drive down the field for the winning field goal. That's got to be something of a disappointment if you're a Jet fan, if you're in the Jets organization. Your offense didn't bring it. Their running game was pretty solid with Matt Forte, more productive in the first half than in the second.
Yeah.
But Ryan Fitzpatrick was pedestrian. Your offense really stalled in the second half, and you needed your defense to elevate itself in your own building in a way that statistically it looked like it was, but when you needed them to do it the most and shut Cincinnati down and steal a win in your building, an important win, you couldn't do it. So this is a little bit of a bitter pill, I'm sure, for the Jets to swallow. For Cincinnati, anytime you go on a road and beat a playoff contending type team, I don't care what it looks like, it ends up being a good win. So a good job by the Bengals. They're off to a good start. A little bit of a bitter pill for the Jets. Fitzpatrick has to rebound so that offense can be better. And defensively, it's not enough to put up pretty numbers and look dominant for moments. When it counts, you got to make stops.
Yeah, no question about it. And I mean, look, if Fitzpatrick plays like this throughout the season, they're going to be an 8-8 team. That's what they're going to end up being. We talked about the toughness of their schedule. This is a game they should have won, and they didn't. This is a game they're going to look back on at the end of the year and go, if we miss the playoffs, look right to game one.
Yeah, fair enough, Bob. Let's move to a game that turned out to be an excellent game. Couldn't be decided in four quarters.
Yep.
The Chiefs, 33. The Chargers, 27. Chiefs are 1-0. Chargers are 0-1. Chargers not only 0-1, but they lost Keenan Allen for the season, likely with a torn ACL. Chiefs played lousy football for three quarters, and they found themselves down 14 at the end of three quarters. You looked at this game. I wasn't watching this game very much. I can't, you know, you can't watch 12
can't
games
everywhere.
At once. Can't be, you know, so I've only got a handful of TVs, and, you know, so this was not a game. I was watching a scroll go by, looking occasionally on Red Zone. I'm like, boy, the Chargers are making a statement.
Yeah.
They're controlling this game. Keenan Allen gets hurt. They go in the tank. The Chiefs make a furious comeback in their building and manage to pull this one out in overtime. A terrible loss for the Chargers after you dominated for about 2.5 quarters and were really in control for three quarters. And a good win for the Chiefs, but you know, because you stormed back. But really, for the first 2.5-3 quarters of this football game, your offense was non-productive, and your defense did not do a good job stopping a Chargers team that's still kind of limited in weapons. Yeah, Phillip Rivers can spin it, and Keenan Allen's a terrific wide receiver, but there's a reason they were drafting at the top of the draft last year, and there's a reason they're probably drafting at the top of the draft again this year.
Well, especially with Keenan Allen going down. But, you know, what was impressive yesterday, and it wasn't a game I was following closely either, but, you know, in looking at it statistically, the balance that the Chargers had was really a good effort on their part in order to maintain their offensive stability. And this is a team with limited weapons. They went in there with a specific game plan that actually worked. They had nice balance with Woodhead and Melvin Gordon running the football. And, as you know, Phillip Rivers can still throw the football. And, you know, I think they caught the Chiefs a little bit flat-footed, and that surprised me a little bit with the home opener. Give them credit. They roared all the way back. But this is one where they were wiping sweat off their brow at the end of this football game, and rightfully so. You know, losing Keenan Allen, though, Joe, it's going to be a tough road the rest of the season for the Chargers.
Well said, Bob. What do you say we move on to Texans and Bears? Texans take care of their business 23-14 over a Bears team that plays tough and hangs tough under John Fox, but just doesn't have the horses.
Yeah.
You know, Alshon Jeffery is really your offense as far as playmakers and Cutler getting him the ball. They were good in the first half. They did enough offensively in the first half, and it took the Texans a while to get going, and the Bears went into halftime with a 14-10 lead. They got blanked in the second half. I think it was an interception and five punts in their six possessions in the second half. And for the Texans, Osweiler was good.
Yep.
Lamar Miller was spectacular. And they found themselves a wide receiver to go with DeAndre Hopkins, and that's Will Fuller. 5 for 107 and a touchdown, and not for a big drop. Numbers are even bigger. So Texans took care of their business. They're 1-0. Bears are 0-1, and back to the drawing board they go. We'll wrap up hour one with a little more detail on this game on the other side. We're Spano and Black. No flipping.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483 or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
This is Carrie Cooper for Guitar Center's Focus on Rock. Shop for the greatest selection of music gear on earth at guitarcenter.com. The mighty Fender Telecaster. Though used to devastating effect by numerous guitarists, there are a handful of rock heavyweights that have thoroughly rinsed the full potential of this venerable model over the decades. Muddy Waters, Keith Richards, Jimmy Page, Bruce Springsteen, Dave Gilmour, Mark Knopfler, and George Harrison, to mention a few. For the full Telecaster story, join me over at Focus on Rock.
It's time to do what you love, and Guitar Center can help at the Labor Day Savings Event with up to 30% off guitars, amps, drums, keys, DJ, and more. Get a Martin Dreadnought or Auditorium Acoustic Electric Guitar, your choice, just $449. Select Martin Acoustic Strings, buy one pack and get one for a penny, or 20% off all Williams Digital Pianos. And don't forget to grab your copy of The List in-store with deals on major brands too low to advertise. Summer may end, but your music doesn't have to. Guitar Center's Labor Day Savings Event, going on now, in-store and online.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
The Spano and Black Attack. Hey, if these two are on the air, there's no hope left. On the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
And we never give up. You know, it's all about never giving in and having the heart of a champion.
Welcome back to the Attack, wrapping up Hour 1, 23 Texans, 14 Bears. We're talking about that game heading out the door here in Hour 1, and we'll pick it up with NFL in Hour 2. But, Joe, Bill O'Brien, this team is built how he wants his team. He's got a big-armed quarterback. He's got a superb running game. He's got a really, really good receiving core and a stout defense. They're a distinct Super Bowl threat this year if they keep Osweiler healthy and he continues to get coached up by O'Brien, because there's an upward ceiling with him with this kind of coaching. They're pretty damn good.
Well, their defense carried them last year, and most everybody from that defense is back. It'll be interesting to see what J.J. Watt is this year as he recovers from the back surgery.
Wasn't much of a back too.
What?
And Cushing got hurt too.
Right. And he's going to be out for a few weeks. But, you know, and he wasn't much of a factor, J.J. Watt, on Sunday. And you make a good point about Cushing. But their defense was what carried them last season, as their offense was quite pedestrian. Well, the offense is coming to the party, as you said. Osweiler's good. Lamar Miller, the most underutilized and misutilized back in the National Football League. Bill O'Brien won't make that mistake. And besides DeAndre Hopkins, they have some other weapons. It's going to be a lot more dynamic on offense. If the defense is anywhere near what it was last year, maybe they're the AFC South's best and a real contender to make a deep run through the playoffs. On that note, great way to end Hour 1. Hour 2, we'll get through the rest of the 1 o'clock action, roll into the 4 o'clock action, get into the Sunday night special, and quickly preview the Monday night matchups. But right now, we're going to step aside before we come back at you with Hour 2. The Spano and Black Attack here on Sports Byline.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
I mean, this is the type of thing that could be a game changer moving forward.
Democratic presidential nominee Hillary Clinton canceling a trip to California that was supposed to start today. And Dr. Sean Foreman of Barry University says the timing of the pneumonia diagnosis that she received on Friday that the campaign just disclosed yesterday is not good for the nominee.
The timing is terrible for Hillary Clinton to get sick right here in the final days.
The Clinton campaign only disclosing the pneumonia diagnosis that was made back on Friday after Clinton was seen stumbling while leaving a 9/11 ceremony early in New York City yesterday.
I believe that it's much more difficult for these groups to carry out the type of attack that they did 15 years ago.
But CIA Chief John Brennan concedes ISIS and Al-Qaeda do still pose a major threat to the U.S. He speaks on CBS. This is USA Radio News.
Have you ever come home from work to find out that the power's out? You reach the power company and they inform you that it'll be out for another 8 hours. Panic sets in. You've been told to prepare for this before. Bottled water, radio, flashlight, easy to prepare meals. And for the next 8 hours, everyone is on edge. No AC, no TV, no hot dinner tonight. What will happen to your family if this same situation were to last 2 days, a week, or even a month? This is Colonel Rusty Humphreys to tell you about Heaven's Harvest. Heaven's Harvest has long-term storable food and water products that will ensure your family's well-being through any man-made or natural disaster. Don't wait for the power to go out. Go to HeavensHarvest.com and secure your family's well-being today. That's HeavensHarvest.com or call 800-516-4773. Again, 800-516-4773. HeavensHarvest.com. Use promo Rusty and receive free shipping. HeavensHarvest.com. That's HeavensHarvest.com.
More now on America's commemoration of 9/11, 15 years later.
John Jack Andrakia.
Michael Rourke Andrews.
That from the event held at Ground Zero in Lower Manhattan, and that's where Scott Pringle was yesterday.
Karen lost her husband, Jack D'Ambrosi, who worked in one of the towers.
15 years, it's still tough. Especially coming down here, it's very hard. You know, it brings back a lot of memories.
Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump was applauded by victims' family members as he walked in alongside former Mayor Rudy Giuliani at the 9/11 Memorial, Scott Pringle, New York.
It seems Facebook's having more issues with its trending topic section. The social network yesterday featuring a story pushing a conspiracy theory about the 9/11 attacks. On the 15th anniversary of them, Facebook's trending section carrying a story from a British tabloid claiming that the World Trade Center collapsed in 2001 because of a controlled demolition. This is USA Radio News.
Love sports articles but don't have time to search the web looking for the most compelling stories? Then US Sports Pages is for you. Why spend hours going to multiple sites looking to find sports articles when we can do the work for you? Our producers go through every newspaper in the country and pick out the best sports articles separated by sport, dramatically reducing your prep time. We also include sports and entertainment kicker stories. USSportsPages.com is the only site you'll need to get your sports fix. Check us out today. The daily links at USSportsPages.com.
A house fire in Memphis, Tennessee overnight kills 10 people. The Memphis Fire Department says the overnight blaze claimed the lives of 6 kids and 4 adults. The adult victims and 3 children pronounced dead at the scene. 3 others were rushed to a hospital, but they later died, and the cause of the fire is still under investigation. Authorities say an overnight fire at the Florida Mosque attended by Orlando nightclub shooter Omar Mateen was a case of arson. No reports of any injuries. A suspect was reportedly seen on video, and the St. Lucie County Sheriff's Office is working on an ID. They've requested assistance from the FBI as well as the ATF. A September 11th memorial in California ruined by vandals. As we hear from Jason Campidonia.
In the quad of Occidental College in Eagle Rock, volunteers placed 2,997 American flags for each of the victims that died during the terror attacks 15 years ago. Officials say vandals crushed, snapped, and picked up all of the flags and threw them in the garbage. The vandals also put up posters and flyers that shame the victims of 9/11. The school says they are investigating and will take the necessary disciplinary action if needed. Jason Campidonia, Los Angeles.
And the Clint Eastwood-directed movie about Chesley Sullenberger and the Miracle on the Hudson, this week's top-grossing film at the box office, Sully, starring Tom Hanks, earning over $35 million in its debut weekend, coming in second when the bow breaks. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
And now it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
We're here. We're all thrilled.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Welcome back to Hour 2 of the Attack, Bob Black. Joe Spano, Senator Roberto out on the coast. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY. 1-800-878-7529. It's a toll-free telephone number of the Attack. Sports Byline USA, Sirius Satellite Radio. Well, they be taking us along for the ride each and every day. You know the drill. And you can certainly get us on Twitter at JoeSpano56, at BobBlack71. But in today's day and age, it's all about radio on the go, various different ways you can get not only this terrific show, but all the programming here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. And guess what, kids? Ain't nobody better than Joe Spano to talk about it because he owns every device on the planet, and he's on the waiting list for everything that hasn't been released yet.
Actually, this week I got to go in for device repair. We're having watch issues. We're having tablet issues.
Nah.
We're having phone issues. See, this is what happens when you have all these devices. I have to take a trip down to, I'll name them, the Sprint store. And I have to wait a little bit, and then I have to have them take a look at all my devices and see what's cooking.
Oh, speaking of, yeah. We'll do this quietly, but your guy?
Yeah?
He ain't in Huntington anymore.
Where'd he go?
He's in Brentwood. He's on Sunrise Highway.
I'm not going there.
Well, you know, he always took good care of you, so I just figured I'd give you a heads up on that.
He didn't take that good of care of me. I ain't driving there. Yeah. Good or not, I'll find somebody.
Just wanted to give you a heads up, that's all.
There you go. Well said. Let's quickly roll into the number of ways, if you have working devices, that you can pick up the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. SportsByline.com is a great place. Listen live link and a wealth of archived interviews on our homepage, so check it out on SportsByline.com. There's the great apps, iHeartRadio and TuneIn Radio, which you can get on any device or simply go to their websites, iHeart.com or TuneIn.com. There's also Stitcher.com, the new face of radio, and most importantly to us, the American Forces Radio Network around the world, where the good people of Armed Forces can check out all the programming on Sports Byline, including the Spano and Black Attack.
No question about it. Thanks for the service. Greatly appreciated. Proud to be a part of it.
Well said, Bob. We'll kick off Hour 2 right after this very short timeout.
As a parent, I've got a lot on my plate, taking the kids to soccer practices, chess club, and field trips. But thanks to Custom Ink, ordering custom shirts for all their events is fun and easy. Talk about a time saver. And my kids are all smiles and shirts they love.
For all your school needs, choose Custom Ink. Show your spirit with custom shirts, backpacks, hoodies, and more. All the gear you need all year long. Your designs, quality products, free shipping. Start designing for your school today at CustomInk.com.
And now, today's General Steel building tip. Buy a large lot with a friend or family member that can be split into two smaller lots. Some of the most appealing properties may be much larger than what you want or can afford. Yet the seller may not be willing to break up a large parcel. So if you can share the cost with someone else, preferably someone you don't mind having as a neighbor, you may be able to pick up a great building site for a reasonable price. And now, a word from General Steel.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. And this could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-95-STEEL.
866-95-STEEL.
That's 866-95-STEEL.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
It's time to gear up for fall at John Deere with a new compact utility tractor. Get 0% financing for 60 months, big implement bonuses, and our free 6-year powertrain warranty on versatile, easy-to-use John Deere compact tractors. It's time to gear up today and save. Offer ends October 28, 2016, subject to approved installment credit with John Deere financial terms, conditions, exclusions, and warranty limitations. Apply. See dealer for details.
Visit your local John Deere dealer today to take advantage of special savings going on now. Find out more at myjohndeeredealer.com.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Who are they? Don't listen to them. They're absolute idiots.
Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black. Joe Spano, 1-800-878-PLAY is the phone number, 1-800-878-7529. Twitter is more your thing, at Joe Spano 56, at Bob Black 71, and of course at Sports Byline USA. Let's get to it, my friend.
All right, Bob, we're going to settle through. We'll get through about half of the 4 o'clock games, and we'll save the last of the 4 o'clocks and the Sunday night special for the next segment, along with a very quick Monday night preview. But we should dive back in this segment, and we should go to Baltimore, where the Ravens' defense was great, Joe Flacco was pretty good, the offense did just enough in a 13-7 victory over the Buffalo Bills. Bills' offense was putrid, their defense did enough, so I guess Rex Ryan can be happy. He may have lost the game, but his defense looked good, and I think at the end of the day, like his father in many ways, it's all he cares about as a head coach, and he's down my favorite to get fired in season, because him and Greg Roman just... And I can't believe this is the same Greg Roman that coached under Jim Harbaugh. So I know how good an offensive mind Greg Roman is, and I know how bad an offensive mind as a head coach Rex Ryan is. So I'm going to have to put this one on Rex. You know, Tyrod Taylor, 15 for 22, a buck 11. LeSean McCoy, 16 for 58. You got Reggie Bush there. You got Sammy Watkins there. You got Charles Clay there. They have too many weapons on offense to put, you know, to go 3 for 13 on third down, to have 160 total yards and 3.3 yards a play. This is way beyond Greg Roman. This is Rex Ryan, and I'm telling you, he's going to be gone midseason if they continue like this, because the offense was putrid. No defense could bail out this offense. They were awful.
Yeah, they were. I agree with you. I mean, I could see Rex Ryan going midseason, but when I'm looking at this and I'm looking at the weapons, I point more at the quarterback, and perhaps it's just the Tyrod
this
Taylor.
Was, no, this was I watched a lot of this game. This was Greg Roman and Rex Ryan. Well, they won't let him make any plays, Bob.
That's what I'm going to say right here. Is I don't know if they're trying to hide him, because he's not as good as they think he is, and he's not as good, or he's just not capable of making the plays, or they've gotten so dull under Rex Ryan to the point of our defense will win everything, so Rex Ryan's putting the clamps on Greg Roman. I don't see that. Greg Roman would be employed in a heartbeat elsewhere. if he was being told by his head coach to keep everything conservative. I the guy would walk out the door. He'd have to. I don't see Greg Roman being chafing under the bit, as it were, and putting up with that nonsense. There's something going on here that we're not seeing, Joe. I there's just too many weapons for them not to be able to do anything. Take the leash off this guy. Let him perform. Because as
and
you
they
said,
won't.
As their defense was fine. Right. You know, if Flacco was back and he looked good.
And that's
good,
even with the two linebackers who couldn't make the team bus.
Right.
You know, there's so much wrong here, from the shackled offense to the culture there. Rex is a bad head coach at this point, and he needs to be gone. They made a terrible mistake bringing him in the first place, and I think I kind of said that at the time. And they made an even worse mistake after a disappointing year one, and we chronicled that, for bringing him back. He's a crappy head coach, Bob. His days as a head coach have passed him by.
Yep. I disagree.
And I know it's only 1 week, but I know where the direction this is going, and it isn't a good direction. He's a bad head coach, and the Bills should be sorry. And really, in many ways, ashamed themselves they brought him back or ever got involved with him at the end of the Jets run. Maybe he can be the team's great defensive coordinator, although I thought he did a lousy job with this defense last year, taking the Jim Schwartz defense and having it go backwards because it had to fit his system. I'm done with Rex. You know, the undisciplined nature of the team, the shackles on the offense. They're not making the playoffs this year, so he'll be gone. I don't know if he makes it through the year.
Yep.
What do you say we go down to Jacksonville? I thought one of my two big surprises was actually going to come true. Typical of my first week picking NFL games, I did lousy. I never have a good first week. You know, I make some bold predictions. I have some strong opinions before the league sets itself up. I really thought Jacksonville was going to come through and steal one from the Packers here. They fall short 27-23 in what was a very much a back-and-forth football game. I'll give you the skinny on this one, Bob. Red zone inefficiency.
Yep.
From Jacksonville made a difference. They spent too many. They settled for too many field goals in the red zone. 1 for 3 in the red zone in this one. And the fact that they really couldn't run the ball particularly well. Chris Ivory was going to be a game time decision. Then suddenly he ends up being taken to the hospital. We don't know exactly what the ailment is, but they end up going with T.J. Yeldon and Shoelaces, and they couldn't get a running attack going at all. And they put it all on Blake Bortles, who was generally very good. And that defense showed you why I think Jacksonville's going to be a radically improved football team. But in Jacksonville, you have a team that doesn't yet know how to win and is learning. And in Green Bay, you have a team that's been down this road a million times, and they found a way to steal one on the road in week one and win the football game. And for Jacksonville, the talent's there. Now they got to learn how to win. The pressure's on Gus Bradley for them to learn how to win quickly in what I think will be a pretty good AFC South. So if they don't learn how to win soon, for all this talent, they may be starting all over again in Jacksonville next year.
Yeah, and you know, again, there's a lot of talent on that football team, and their whole thing was to get a balanced offense, and they weren't able to do it yesterday. All on Bortles' shoulders yet again. He's a terrific quarterback, but you want to have that balance to make sure that your defense spends a little less time on the football field. Excuse me. They did a good job against the Packers. They frustrated Aaron Rodgers. You know, the great thing about Aaron Rodgers, though, is just he just never turns the ball over. And that's always going to keep them in football games. It kept them in this football game. He made plays when he had to. They had just enough balance. Eddie Lacy got away from the buffet line. He actually does look a little bit slimmer. And
not really. You know, whatever weight he lost, it looks like he put back on. But, you know, like I said, I would never buy him a pair of corduroy pants. He could start a fire.
Yeah, that and, well, you know, we won't introduce an old country buffet, but that's another story for another day. But, you said it very well. Jacksonville's going to have to learn how to win. And Gus Bradley's running out of time. We both like him as a head football coach. We put a lot of excuses up there for him, and legitimately so, of the fact that they never had much talent on this football team. They've drafted wisely. They got their franchise quarterback. They signed first-rate free agents. It's time to perform. And when you have a team at home in the Green Bay Packers who you're supposed to be on par with, win this football game.
Yeah.
And they didn't do it.
Here's some numbers that tell the story. 1.8 yards a carry. Lose the battle of turnovers. 9 penalties, 79 yards, while the Packers only committed 5 for 24. And here's one more number. 4 for 15 third down conversions versus 7 for 14 for the Packers. Those tell the story right there.
Yep.
That's the story of this football game. Close football game, hotly contested throughout, one score all the way through. But realities are, Jaguars got to learn how to win. Packers already know how. Seahawks 12, Dolphins 10. Moral victory for the, moral victory for the Dolphins, but moral victories don't count.
Yeah.
The Seahawks in their typical September malaise, other than the Russell Wilson ankle injury, and if that's serious, then I'd worry. Otherwise, well, they managed to steal a win in a game where they played lousy in what was a real snooze of a football game. And you know the Seahawks season doesn't really start till October, but they found a way to win at home. Dolphins, give them credit. They were 10-point underdogs. They fought hard.
Yep.
They just forgot to win.
They are maybe, well, we'll see how it plays out with Buffalo, probably the worst team in their division. They're trying to redo it on the fly. Arian Foster gets the start. I don't know how much he has left. But they were going up against a damn rugged Seattle defense because that defense is still stout. You know, you're on the road. This is one you would have liked to have had. If you're Miami, you just weren't able to do it. And Ryan Tannehill just continues to underwhelm.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair. On the other side, the last of the last couple of the 4 o'clock games, we'll get into the Sunday night special. Quick Monday night previews as those two games. First one excites me a little bit. The second one doesn't excite me at all and will not keep me up late. So on this National Milkshake Day, we'll step aside. We'll take a break. And when we come back, more of the Spano and Black Attack. You keep it where it is.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895. 800-760-4895. 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
What's the matter with you two? Can't you take it?
Pass is caught for the touchdown. Time to salsa. Underneath. Williams has got to get out of bounds, and he doesn't.
He makes a mistake, Joe. He had a chance as soon as he caught it. He
two, one, game over. Giants win.
Low snap. He gets it down, and the kick is no good.
Well, those are the highlights of the Giants' victory over the Cowboys and the Patriots. In my mind, unlikely victory over the Arizona Cardinals. That's how we come back to the Spano and Black Attack here on Sports Byline. I'm Joe Spano. He's Bob Black. Join the conversation, 800-878-PLAY. That number again, 800-878-7529. On Twitter, 140 characters or less, at Joe Spano 56, at Bob Black 71, at Sports Byline USA. And again, anything you want, NFL, it's all fair game. Takeaways from your favorite team on week one and thoughts on your favorite topics of conversation thus far here on The Attack. Chime in again at 800-878-PLAY or on Twitter in the myriad of ways we told you, Bob. But let's go back to the scoreboard. We got more 4 o'clock action, and I guess the place we have to go is to Indianapolis, Indiana. The Indianapolis Colts find a way to spit the bit here. 39-35, Detroit Lions over the Colts. Detroit's obviously, it's week one, so they're 1-0. Colts fall to 0-1. Here's my take on this football game. Nice job of clock management by Detroit. Nice job by Matt Stafford. I'm all right. Matt Stafford. By Matt Stafford of engineering a couple of late drives to ensure and lead the Detroit Lions to victory. And their offense, particularly through the air, was quite explosive. Defensively, they weren't particularly good. As for Indianapolis, well, they have Andrew Luck. Let me see what else they got.
T.Y. Hilton.
They've got a stable of receivers. But they have the offensive line still not great.
Nope.
And there's still an awful lot of work that needs to be done along that offensive front. And that defense stinks. And these are the kind of games in your building on opening day against a club like Detroit that you have to win. And guess what they didn't do? They didn't win the game.
Yep. I couldn't agree with you more. And you know, we talked about the ultra-competitive South. Joe, Indianapolis will be in it because of Andrew Luck, but when you look at the talent on the rosters, they're not one of the two best teams in that division. And it starts in the trenches for them all the way around. They've got some skill position guys, no question about it. They have arguably the best quarterback in the game in Andrew Luck, and he looks healthy, which is good. But if they keep him upright, it's going to be the same old story with the Indianapolis Colts. It showed yesterday. You had a quarterback who could pretty much match you in Matthew Stafford. And it could end up being a long season in Indianapolis and another coach that'll be on the hot seat when all is said and done.
I mean, and I give the Colts credit, and I give Andrew Luck credit. He did a great job of helping Indy dig back in.
Yeah.
As Detroit really controlled this game throughout. And, you know, he kind of willed Indianapolis back in, and I give Matt Stafford credit, too, for counterpunching. It was a hell of an offensive slugfest, in particular late, and really another one of the wild endings in this week one. But in my mind, in their own building in particular, the Colts are better than the Lions, and they need to win this game. And they didn't, and I think you said it well. Ultra-competitive AFC South, not everybody agrees with us. Trust me, not everybody agrees with us, but it will be an ultra-competitive AFC South. And a lot of people think just because they have Andrew Luck, they go right to the head of the class.
Nope.
I'm not so sure. They've got no defense. And while the offensive line is improved, it ain't improved enough.
No.
Wait till you see how they wait till you see the trouble they have handling teams like Houston and others around the NFL that can get up after Andrew Luck.
Yeah. I mean, look, they got Kelly in the draft. He's going to be a first-rate guy. They're already in sync. We get all that. It's a great place to start. Mm-hmm. But, you know, you got two teams, in our opinion anyway, that are better. They just happen to have the best quarterback.
Fair enough. I can't agree with you more. I think we should move forward to the last of the 4 o'clock games. The New York Football Giants go down to the AT&T Stadium in Dallas, the Jerry Jones Pleasure Palace, as you like to call it. Giants 20, Cowboys 19. Nice victory for the Giants. Anytime you can go on the road in division and win, usually the Giants play the Cowboys in the season opener and find a way to come up short. And for the Giants, I guess there's an additional sweetness here. Last year, it was all about losing these games late. You know, how many they had the lead, I think, 5 or 6 times in the final 2 minutes of a football game, and they lost all of them last year.
Yep.
These are games they lose. And they've lost for the last couple of years. They didn't this time. They found a way to win. Terrence Williams helped them out a little bit. Should have got out of bounds, and Dan Bailey might have been able to hit a long field goal. That would have sent the Giants home again, as was the norm, it seemed, last year. But the Giants did just enough to win 20-19. Now, if you're a Giants fan, you're happy because Victor Cruz Salsa didn't get hurt and actually was somewhat productive. Odell Beckham was Odell Beckham. You can see why everybody likes Sterling Shepard.
Yep.
The running game was better than we thought. The defense, very stout against the run. The linebackers handle their assignments. But here's the truth of the matter. They lacked consistency and continuity in this game. And playing a rookie quarterback who his offensive coordinator and head coach made sure not to ask him to do much. So the Giants were able to buckle down inside the red zone and force a lot of field goals. Their effort on Sunday against the true NFL elite is nowhere near good enough. They've got to get more consistency, more continuity, and make some more plays. It was good enough to steal a game on the road against a division foe who's playing a backup rookie quarterback in his first NFL start, but it won't be good enough against better teams in this league.
Yeah, Prescott didn't look overwhelmed. You know, he ended up having 45 attempts. So, you know, he was chucking the ball around a little bit.
But they really didn't ask him to do a lot. It was rarely deep. It was very, very conservative.
Yes, it was a lot of conservative play calling, no question about it. But he didn't look overwhelmed, which is a good sign for Dallas because it doesn't mean all is lost until Tony Romo comes back. You're going up against one of, if not the best offensive line in football. I was impressed with what the Giants defense did. They did stop the run for the most part. They managed to pressure Prescott, although they didn't get to him much. You know, and there was a strip involved, and they did force him a couple of times. They were also trying to contain him a little bit to make sure he didn't get it outside the pocket. So, you know, that, if anything else from last year, was more impressive because every time the Giants folded last year, it was usually because some offense just marched down the field and left cleat marks on the back of the defenders. So, you know, if you're a Giant...
They're going to stop the run this year, Bob, that's for sure. Yeah. Their linebackers are better athletes and much better at handling their assignment. And that defensive line is good, both against the run and getting up after the quarterback.
Yep, and they had balance on offense. It wasn't electric, but you know something? They weren't settling for field goals.
They were good in the red zone, baby. 3 for 3 in the red zone.
That's right. And that's something this team has done for a long time. So,
red zone, and Dallas was not good in the red zone, settled for a lot of field goals.
Yep. So, you know, that's what I took out of it. Let's see how it plays out. First week is always a shakedown, Cruz.
There you go. Patriots, this to me was the biggest upset of the weekend. Patriots 23, Cardinals 21. No Gronk. Both your tackles are out on the offensive side of the ball. Of course, no Brady. Jimmy Garoppolo making his first NFL start. Cardinals are at home opener. They were 10-point favorite going in. You figure, okay, the Cards are going to take care of business.
Yep.
They were flat all night long, in particular on both sides of the ball, but in particular on the offensive side of the ball. Their rookie corner got exploited, and Josh McDaniel and Bill Belichick called a masterful offensive game plan that played to the strengths of Jimmy Garoppolo. He spun the ball pretty well, moved the ball, kept the pocket alive, and ultimately, they really, over 60 minutes, they outplayed the Arizona Cardinals for the entirety of this football game. And only because of the Cardinals' superior weapons and basically superior talent on the field on this night, did the Cardinals find themselves in a position to win this game in the waning seconds? Bad snap. Good job by the holder. He actually got it down, but timing's disrupted.
And
Canizano misses the potential game-winning field goal. And the Cardinals pick up a tough loss. And by the way, a great win for the New England Patriots without Tom Brady.
No question about it. You mean Brandon Williams is not the best cornerback in the National Football League?
It's best at getting toasted right now. I mean, what can I say?
I'm listening to the pregame, and the kid's he's young, he's talented. Learn your lesson. There'll be better days.
It was just, again, this is a game the Cardinals should win. Yep. Patriots didn't expect to win. They were looking at going 2-2, maybe 1-3 with Brady missing. Now there's a real good chance maybe they go 3-1 with Brady missing. Pretty good job by Jimmy Garoppolo.
Yeah.
But since Brady's ageless, he's probably not going to be the heir apparent there. So he'll probably get spun for a first or second round pick in the offseason.
I don't know.
And Bill Belichick will, well, I already know who the successor is there. Jacoby Brissett. They love Jacoby Brissett, and by the time he's ready to play, even as ageless as Tom Brady is, he will retire. Garoppolo will be spun for a first or second round pick, and the beat will keep going on for the New England Patriots. As Bruce Arians said himself, Cardinals didn't play well enough to win.
No, they didn't. They didn't.
That's the bottom line.
They flat out deserve to lose. And for a team that is, in the eyes of many, a team that should come out of the NFC and go to the Super Bowl, I'm sure that was not a pleasant locker room to be in after this game was over, Joe, because he had every reason to tear this team apart.
They'll be much better in week two, I promise you that. On the other side, Eric Edholm, Yahoo Sports, shutdown corner. We'll get his takeaways from an entire week one NFL Sunday. After we're done with Eric, we'll give you quick previews of the two Monday night matchups. That's all next as we take you home here on the Spano and Black Attack. So no flipping.
Psst. Hey, you. Yeah, you. Pull out your smartphone and Shazam this now. Go ahead. I'll wait. Geico presents the Shazam 15, featuring the top 15 Shazam songs in the U.S. Make sure you Shazam now to check it out. Interact with Geico to gecko yourself and share it with friends. You can even get a free quote. Shazam now and experience more with Geico. The Shazam 15, brought to you by Geico. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Geico presents sharing versus oversharing. Today, Bridget Griffin shared a video of her daily yoga routine, two self-help articles, and her new blog called Build Your Inner Bridge with Bridge. Girl, your sharing has turned into oversharing. No worries, Bridge. Geico has some info worth sharing with your 7 blog followers, like how you could save money on your car insurance, update your policy, and report a claim just by visiting geico.com. How's that for building your inner bridge? Bridge, Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
The Yellow Tag sales event has returned to get you on the road, in the snow, or off the grid. Hit the trails with a maneuverable Ski-Doo sled. Go off-road with a high-performance Can-Am Maverick XDS. Or ride from coast to coast with a Can-Am Spyder. Hurry into your local dealer, pick your adventure, and save up to $2,000 on select 2016 models now during the Yellow Tag sales event. Offer ends soon. Restrictions may apply. See dealer for details. For safety and training info, contact the ATV Safety Institute.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
Want to stay in touch with your favorite Sports Byline USA network hosts? Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Sports Byline USA. You can also see the latest news in the world of sports, learn about upcoming contests and giveaways, plus catch up on guest info so you never miss a moment with the biggest names in every sport. Football, basketball, baseball, MMA, and more. No matter where you are in the U.S. or around the world, you can stay connected to the host and fans who love what you love. So check us out on Facebook and Twitter at Sports Byline USA.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano. Phones go to hold as we're joined by Eric Edholm from Yahoo Sports in the Shutdown Corner. Nice to have you back with us, Eric. Happy football to you.
Yeah, nice to be back. I appreciate it. Yeah, there's a lot going on. It's week one. It's always exciting, but boy, I didn't know we'd have that many close games. I really didn't know that it was going to be that competitive almost across the board except for the Browns. I had to say it just like that, right? Except for the Browns.
Well, what was your biggest surprise of the week?
You know, I mean, the fact that four games were decided by 1 point so far. I mean, we obviously have two more games left and another two that were decided by 2 points. And, you know, you start getting into the minutiae of the game a little bit, and you start saying, hey, a game can be decided on a bad snap. You know, a slightly off-target field goal snap. It can be decided on timeout usage, on one penalty, one drop. So just the fact these games were so competitive, yes, there was some sloppiness, but, you know, we kind of expect that early in the season. You know, I thought the fact that Jimmy Garoppolo, Carson Wentz, some of these young guys making the first, and for the most part, Dak. I mean, I thought Prescott was okay. I didn't watch the whole game. But, you know, these young quarterbacks looked so poised to me. And we kind of heard about maybe this next generation of QBs might take a little longer and this sort of group that we're looking at for the first time. But I thought they played with poise, control. You know, their emotions were in check. They rode the wave and saw it through. So I was very impressed with those guys.
Wow, that's a home run. And, you know, it's funny, you mentioned the Browns, and you talked about Carson Wentz. You know,
yeah.
I guess the Browns are about the closest thing we have in the NFL to a football championship subdivision team, so Wentz was probably right at home. But,
right.
You know, the guy didn't play a lot of – and one of the hallmarks of college quarterbacks that can hit the ground running in the NFL is that they played a lot of football on the college level at the quarterback position. He didn't. And he was playing in football championship subdivision. It was the Browns. The lack of talent on the Eagles and everything else said, do you think the progress is as seamless as it appeared it will be for him in week one, or do you think there's some potholes along the way here for him?
Oh, for sure. No, there will be. And I just loved this quote after the game. He said, I don't get nervous. And he just said it as plainly as that. He wasn't being – I mean, he's got a little cockiness to him, but he does it with a smile. He does it in a respectful way. You know, he made sure to praise all his, you know, his offensive linemen, his receivers, his backs, everything, you know, the coaching staff. So this is not a guy who's strutting into the league, you know, with the Cox walk and hey, there's nothing, you know, I don't stink or any of this stuff. But I did like the fact that he goes in there and says, I've got a job to do. Let me put my teammates in the best position as possible. I know they're going to do the same for me. So, yeah, it's funny to think that a guy could be playing Jacksonville State one day and then, you know, winning an NFL game the next. Now the Browns, obviously, like you said, not a good football team right now, especially defensively. They were down a couple of their better defenders too for injury, but tough environment next week going on the road at Chicago, Monday Night Football. I mean, it's a different environment. I'm not saying the Bears are a tremendous defensive team, but, you know, they played pretty well defensively at times yesterday too, so Vic Fangio will throw some stuff at them. I can't wait to see where he goes. And it's such a departure from what Chip Kelly did. Downfield throws, you know, using time of possession, things that are kind of so different than we saw the last 3 years under Chip.
Yeah, I think that's a fair point. You mentioned Jacksonville State. Let's take it to Jacksonville. And yeah. a team that Joe and I really like. But, you know, again, Gus Bradley's running out of time. And here's a game that, granted, it's the Green Bay Packers, but you're supposed to be on a par with them. Final score, yeah, you were on a par with them, but you still managed to find a way to lose the football game.
Yeah, and you can point to a few things along the way. First of all, Aaron Rodgers made three tremendous plays. I mean, the one where he's being pulled down by Jalen Ramsey and still has enough juice on the ball to get it to the end zone with tight coverage. Yes. I mean, that's just an MVP kind of play right there. You know, early on, they weathered the storm. Green Bay looked like the better team. You know, it looked like a team that, okay, they're a notch ahead. They fought back. So I was actually very encouraged by what I saw in this game. You know, I didn't watch every snap. I'm going to go back and try to watch a lot of the key plays today. But, you know, I think there wasn't a massive talent gap. You know, if they play in Green Bay, maybe the Packers win by 10. So that's kind of, I think, where we're looking at this Jaguars team. You know, they have some interesting tests. They got to go across the country. But it's a San Diego team that blew a big lead on Sunday. This is a Jaguars club that has to be encouraged with what it saw, even if it is disappointed with the result. You know, 4th-and-1 bubble screen at the end of the game. Did I love it? No. Do I think they have the talent to win 8 or 9 games? Yes. But you're right about Gus. I mean, but he played like a coach who wasn't sitting back and waiting things for, you know, I mean, 4th-down conversions time and time again. This is a team that has some guts, I think.
Well, how about this one, Eric? You get 7 sacks in the game. You spend $12 million to bring back your quarterback after a contract stalemate, and you still find a way to lose. Tell me about the Jets and how they managed to spit the bit in this game against the Cincinnati Bengals and what it means going forward for the 2016 campaign for them.
Right. And 7 sacks on 37 dropbacks without Sheldon Richardson. I mean, that's very encouraging right there. Leonard Williams was a man possessed. Mo Wilkerson played up to his contract. You know, Steve McClendon was incredible. I mean, they had waves of defensive linemen, and oh, by the way, they get probably one of their best players back next week. So there is that to hang their hat on. But the fact that they threw the ball 15 times to Eric Decker and Brandon Marshall and didn't get a lot of production out of it, well, that's concerning for me. You know, the running back usage, you know, I didn't see much out of that group right there. We didn't see a lot of Bilal Powell, some more Matt Forte, some uneven play up front. They're kind of rotating their right tackles a little bit. Fitzpatrick, as you mentioned, you know, kind of uneven, which you'd expect, I guess, because it's a good Bengals defense. It's, you know, it was sort of a seesaw game. There wasn't a lot of, you know, tempo to it, that sort of thing. So I'm willing to give them a one-game pass against a team that I picked. I think the Bengals are a really good team. I know other people say, hey, wait till January. They'll figure a way to lose it. But I think the Bengals are very, very good. And I think this was a tough one for the Jets to lose. But there were still some encouraging signs there. And if that defense, especially up front, can create that kind of pressure, they'll at least have a chance against, you know, the Patriots of the world and that sort of thing.
Eric at home, Yahoo Sports, joining us. And, Eric, Joe and I, we were shaking our heads. It's the kind of call that gets you unemployed if you screw it up. But that riverboat gambler, because he's got that reputation, doesn't he? Jack Del Rio. Have you ever seen anything
unreal
like that in your life?
Well, I haven't seen it out of Mike McCarthy in the playoff game, I can tell you that. You know, I mean, I'm sure he, you know, was hearing about it later, saying, oh, wait, you're down 7 points, you score, you can actually go win the game, right? I mean, that was the situation the Packers faced in the playoff game where, you know, it was like you sit there and you see them score and you say to yourself, can they hold them on defense? Do they have any chance left here? You know, do they feel like they have to go win the game now? That's what Del Rio felt. And, you know, extra points being longer now, they're about a 93, 94% accuracy at this point, a little less than the 99 we saw before. So that means you've got to be confident your two-point conversion is 47% or better to make it, and that probably your defense isn't going to stop them on the way back. You know, that yes, they can still win the game with a field goal, but we're not going to overtime. We're not risking a coin flip deciding this game. You know, we're not putting the ball in somebody else's hands. We're going to go try to take it. So I love the call. The statistics may say slightly otherwise. I know, you know, Del Rio hopped on Twitter and chided ESPN for that. But I'm with Del Rio on this. It's a feel thing where you say, okay, we have a play we like. We have a situation here. We can go try to win the game now instead of trying, you know, if you lose anybody killing you for it? I don't think so. I think they're saying, hey, you're letting your players go decide the game. So even with the penalty after, that's a whole separate issue. The Raiders did something that, you know, we frankly haven't seen them do in a while, and I kind of like the change.
You know, in fairness, have you seen a week where the kicking game cost teams more football games than you did this week, Eric? So I guess statistically, and I think you made a great point, statistically it doesn't make sense. Would I do it? At the time, I said, oh, when they call the timeout, I said, oh, they'll call the timeout. They'll come to their senses. They'll tie the game and go to overtime. But the realities are the kicking game cost the Jets their game. It cost the Cardinals their game. So I guess Jack Del Rio's not as crazy and not quite as much of a riverboat gambler as maybe we all think.
Yeah, and it's not like he doesn't trust Sebastian Janikowski. I mean, it's not like Mike Zimmer in Minnesota doesn't trust Blair Walsh because he had him go attempt a 56-yarder. So it's like, I think there's still some faith in kickers, depending on the team, right? I mean, the Saints had a new kicker yesterday, and they had him obviously attempting a 61-yarder at the end of the game, came pretty darn close too. So there's still great kicking talent around the league. We've been spoiled a little bit because these guys are now, 85%, and anything less, we say, what's wrong with this guy? So, yeah, it can be anything. It can be the snap, like we saw in the Panthers game, like we saw in the Arizona Cardinals game, slightly off-target snap. It's probably not going to be a perfect kicking operation. So there's like three things, the snap, the hold, and the kick that have to all go right. But I guess I understand the concept of taking it out of the hands. Just say, I'd rather have my quarterback soar up to Michael Crabtree. Maybe that's it. Maybe it's just more that he trusted the play, trusted what the Saints were going to do defensively, and said, I'm on the road in a loud dome. My defense is whipped. we've been trying to, chase Drew Brees all day and these guys. I just don't want to go to overtime.
Understandable. Joe and I have talked as we were leading up to the football season about what we thought Houston was going to do and the fact that Jacksonville's better and, Tennessee is going to be competitive this year. The Colts have to be worried. I mean, Andrew Luck is arguably the best quarterback in the game when healthy, but they don't have much else there on that football team.
I think I'm with you. And I didn't pick the Colts to make the playoffs. I know everyone said, okay, they're going to have a bounce-back season because Luck's healthy in this, but the secondary, when they had a couple injuries in the last few weeks, there is no depth. The offensive line, to me, is kind of patched together. They were praying that Jack Muhort, nothing against Jack Muhort, but it gives you a picture of what they were hoping for on that offensive line. Like, all right, if these five guys are healthy, we're in okay shape. So they still have depth issues on both sides of the ball. I know Philip Dorsett stepped up. I know you have guys like Jack Doyle making plays for you and everything, but can you lean on a run game? I don't know. Can you assume that your third and fourth defensive backs can step up? I don't think so. We saw it yesterday. They appear to score, what could have been the game-winning drive. And there were some clock management issues there. You have to wonder about Chuck Pagano and how quickly they scored. They obviously left too much time on the board there. There's just a lot of things right now that they have to overcome. And you're right, Houston's better. Jacksonville appears to be better. Tennessee was competitive. They were leading the game in the third quarter. They just didn't put anything together offensively. And they'll face teams that aren't as good defensively as the Vikings. So, yeah, this is still an uphill battle for Indy.
I think you said it well. If I were a real estate agent, would I be contacting Rex Ryan, see if he wants to put his house on the market? Because he managed to make Greg Roman the worst offensive coordinator in football. And he managed to take a team that has a whole bunch of weapons and make sure they have under 200 yards of total offense. So you tell me what's going on in Buffalo with the Bills, and you tell me how much longer Rex Ryan's going to be employed.
Yeah, that's a tough one. I did not watch a snap in that game until there were about 8 minutes left, and I thought, what's going on?
Didn't miss anything.
I know. And they, like you said, they were stuck on 160 yards when they punted away with about 5 minutes left. And I know Sammy Watkins had a drop late, and I know the O-line probably has been beat up a little bit. But I thought this might be an opportunity for them. Tyrod Taylor going back to the team he kind of cut his teeth with. And they have those playmakers, the good secondary. I thought they could do some work, but they let Mike Wallace get loose. They let a couple other big plays that ended up being the tipping point in that game. And could never rest the momentum on that one. And, it's everybody was assuming, okay, Tom Brady's out four games. Which of the other AFC East teams is going to step up? Well, nobody,
And there you go.
They already have a game lead. I mean, the AFC East is clinched, as far as I'm concerned. It's crazy to think that this is how it's going to go for about the 38th year in a row, it seems. I don't know.
God.
It's wild to me. You're right, though. Rex is he's swimming upstream a little bit.
There you go. Thank God he lost some weight. Make it easier. Right. That's it, Eric. Thanks so much.
Well, still spawn, you know.
There you go. Thanks so much for a few. We really do appreciate it. Your work at Yahoo Sports in the shutdown corner is amongst the best in the business, and we look forward to doing it again throughout the NFL
season.
That's
very kind of you. Thank you. Have me on anytime. I appreciate it.
You got it. Bye-bye now. Eric Edholm, Yahoo Sports shutdown corner, joining us here on The Attack. On the other side, we'll tie a bow around it and give you a 60-second preview of the two Monday night games. That's how we take you home next year on The Attack. I'm Spano. He's Black. No flipping.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483 or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
This is Carrie Cooper for Guitar Center's Focus on Rock. Shop for the greatest selection of music gear on earth at guitarcenter.com. The mighty Fender Telecaster. Though used to devastating effect by numerous guitarists, there are a handful of rock heavyweights that have thoroughly rinsed the full potential of this venerable model over the decades. Muddy Waters, Keith Richards, Jimmy Page, Bruce Springsteen, Dave Gilmour, Mark Knopfler, and George Harrison, to mention a few. For the full Telecaster story, join me over at Focus on Rock.
It's time to do what you love, and Guitar Center can help at the Labor Day Savings Event. With up to 30% off guitars, amps, drums, keys, DJ, and more, get a 5-piece SPL drum kit or a Simmons 5-piece electronic drum kit, your choice, just $3.99. A Casio 88-key digital piano, $2.99. Or a Beyer Dynamic vocal mic for $29. And don't forget to grab your copy of The List in-store with deals on major brands too low to advertise. Summer may end, but your music doesn't have to. Guitar Center's Labor Day Savings Event, going on now, in-store and online.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
We're back with the Spano and Black Attack. Sports talk with an edge on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to The Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano. We got to go through this quick. Thanks to Eric for coming on board. He was great, Joe.
Yeah, he sure was, Bob. But let's rapid fire through this. Washington hosts Pittsburgh. And Steelers are one of the favorites out of the AFC to advance to the Super Bowl. Redskins are probably the favorite, if not co-favorite, to win the NFC East. Home game for the Reds. I think this one's going to be close, but I think Pittsburgh's just flat out better. I like them, despite some of the issues they're going to have in the early going with injuries and suspensions.
Yeah, I like Pittsburgh as well. I think it's going to be a little more comfortable than people think. Rams 49ers, I think Chip gets a win first time around, even though it's going to be a putrid game. I think Niners will win it at home.
Case Keenum going to be the difference. I like the Rams to go on a road and win one here.
All righty.
We'll see you tomorrow. We'll talk about that. All the college football. Thanks to Eric Edholm. Thanks to all of you. Thanks to Robert. Wherever you're listening, stay there. Until tomorrow. For Bob Black, I'm Joe Spano. Good day, all.